This show was brought to you by Electro Pirate, Big Boy Farts 666, Jesus Penis, Despicable Dogs, Benjamin, Dharma Wheelies, It's Leon Motherfucker, Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Fancy Pants, MST3Clay, Anonymous, Gordo, Crispy808, and Mr. Turbois. Thank you to everyone for supporting the show. You can find out more about the show at immoralwhole.com. You can listen to our show live on Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific at immoraljuice.com. You can find our show archives at travelswithmiriam.com. If you wish to contribute to the show, you can visit immoralwhole.com/show/contribute.
This is a ratio, $30
Sorry,
a month.
Sorry, I missed your call. Please leave a message, Sorry. And I will get back to you as soon as I'm able to. Bye for now.
After leaving a message, you can hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, we're calling from Raid Shadow Legends. We want to thank you for playing our game. And we want to give you a promo code. It's FUCKYOU. And it gives you a whole bunch of starting silver and some new heroes. Check out the game.
Hello.
Hi, you got the tools?
What?
The tent. You got the tent for sale?
Yeah, I got the tent for sale.
All right then, how much you want for it?
$125.
All right, how about I offer you $120 and I'll suck your dick?
Oh, don't you have anything better
man.
To do? Don't you have anything better to do? Really? Come on. I'm speechless. Like, you're a loser. Like,
you're talking a lot for someone who's speechless.
Go
Errol!
Find something to do. Goodbye.
Errol!
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello? Is anyone there? I'm interested in the cassette tapes. You can give me a call back at this number right away. I'd be very happy. My wife's going into labor. I have to go. Bye. I'll cry.
Hello? Hello? Hi, you have the items
Hello?
For sale? Hi, you
yep,
got the items
what are you looking?
For sale?
Yeah, what items?
Well, can you... I don't got my computer in front of me. Can you remind me what you got?
Well, I had a nail gun and some shoes and a couple storage
shoes.
Yeah, boots.
You had shoes?
Yeah, boots. Yeah, are you talking about items for sale on Marketplace?
What kind of shoes?
Well, just
shoes.
Like cowboy boots.
Have they been worn by a real cowboy?
Shoes.
Whoa. Who's talking here? Craig, is that you?
Oh, that's my live-in sex partner.
Oh, okay.
She likes shoes.
Okay.
Shoes.
I've been trying to teach her new words, but she's
she doesn't
stuck
say
on
anything
this
else,
word.
Huh? Okay.
No, she only says shoes.
Okay.
I tried.
So who am I talking to? I'm not sure.
Oh, this is Gymnasium, and I'm looking for some shoes.
Okay, you are. Okay. Well, there's all kinds of them on Marketplace. You just have to look it up.
Shoes?
But those are used.
Well, they have new shoes on there, too. Some of them.
What if the owner had a foot fungus? What do I do?
Oh man, that would not be good. Then you would get the foot fungus.
Oh shit. See, that's what's wrong with used shoes.
Shoes?
Well, you could get foot fungus from them.
Yeah, see, you're contributing to the problem. Do you disinfect them? What do you do to your shoes?
I don't have foot fungus. How's that? You can inspect my feet when you come to pick the shoes up.
Oh, really? We can look at your feet? You know, people
sure.
pay good money for that.
They do?
Yeah, do you have an OnlyFans where you have feet pics or what?
I don't have any of those, but apparently you do.
Maybe you should. No, I don't. I'm looking to subscribe and look at pictures of your feet.
Well,
in shoes.
You're looking at you're talking to the wrong guy. You got the wrong phone number. You're gonna have to try another number.
Shoes.
Can you post some pictures of yourself wearing the shoes?
No, I can't.
Oh, that's too bad.
It is.
Yeah.
But I'm not. But I can't.
You have a dog. You have a dog.
Shoes?
Maybe the dog could wear the shoes. Oh my God, she didn't learn a new word, but her voice changed.
It did.
Listen, she's becoming possessed.
You're right.
Give me your goddamn shoes.
Wait, those are some new words.
Yeah, all right.
I think I may have to buy your shoes, Fungus, or not, because I think she's becoming a little demanding.
I will either eat the shoes or your soul or make a decision.
Oh,
for God. Yeah, I'll choose eating the shoes.
Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is... I told you already.
Yeah, we're the Budweiser representatives. We're trying a new campaign, sir. We really took a beating on that last one.
Yeah, you sure did.
Sounds like you're a faithful drinker, though.
No, I'm not. I don't drink beer.
What do you drink? What are you drinking on right now? You sound a little intoxicated.
I have not had a drink.
All right. What are we doing? Some narcotics?
Nope.
Yeah!
What was that?
I don't know what you got going on there. I'm going to go. See you later.
You going to come over?
Hello?
Yeah!
Who is this?
Hi. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, it's me, Dwight.
Huh?
It's me, Dwight.
Dwight?
Can you hear me? It's
no.
Me, Dwight, yeah. It's me.
What about,
listen,
what do you want?
I don't know why you locked the front door. You were supposed to leave it unlocked for me. You trying to see if I could pick this motherfucker or what?
Who the hell you think you, who are you talking to?
My name is Dwight. That's who you talking to.
Well, you know my name?
Yeah, of course I do.
What is it?
Hey, come on. Come on, lock the door.
You out of your damn mind?
It's cold out. It's cold out here. There's a lot of smoking shit.
Hello, this is Carol. Leave a message. I'll get back to you at a later time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Carol. I'm calling from the zoo, and we're going to put together a little enrichment activity for the dung beetles here, and we noticed you have some poo balls for sale, and we thought the dung beetles would have a good time playing with those. So give us a call back. Thank you.
Hello. Excuse me?
You have a number that is going to be reported to the sheriff's office. There's some idiot calling from your number, and he talks like he's a sickle. And I'm
who
not kidding. I don't give a damn who I am, and neither should you. But I'll tell you, if that's your husband calling, or a brother, or a son, he's one sick son of a bitch. And it's going into the sheriff's office, the number. Thank you. Goodbye.
What? Hello?
Hello?
Excuse me?
Hello?
Who are you?
This is Deputy...
Ha ha.
It is. Hello?
Oh, really? Because I can tell you right now, my husband...
This is Deputy...
You have sat there and harassed me on my show.
Who is this?
Motherfucker, what the fuck, you punk-ass bitch?
Well, I'll be tracking this number then, so I advise you to stop.
You fucking loser.
You're trash.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
What do you have for sale?
What do I have for sale?
Yeah, I like to buy things. I have money.
Okay, what do you like to buy?
I like to buy random things. I'm a connoisseur of very different items. If you just have a trash bag and you want to throw a lot of stuff into it, I'll just buy that like a grab bag.
How did you get my number?
Because I called about the fire table, but I thought maybe you'd have some more stuff.
Oh, you're that gentleman, the fire table.
Yeah, that's me.
The fire table was at my brother's house, and you must have picked it up from there? Or didn't you get it?
Yeah, but he had it on fire when I got there. I don't understand.
Where are you from?
He had poured some flammable liquids on it, and it was on fire when I got there.
Okay, I don't think you have the right number then.
Okay, why would you say that?
I don't have a fire table for sale. It was sold 6 months ago.
No, listen, what had happened is he was over there and he farted on the table and then he caught it on fire with his fart.
Oh, God. All right, who is this?
your brother's disgusting and he kept yelling, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me.
I gotta know who I'm talking to.
My name is Dwight, and I'm a criminal. Yeah, your brother's disgusting.
Okay, how do you know my brother then?
Because of the fire and the table, and he farted, and he's like, "We fuck." He said, "Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me." I met him at the local gay fuck club, and he's like, "Fuck, fuck me, fuck."
I'm sorry, I don't think you know me and I don't know you.
We're the ones that bought the table.
Yeah. We want you to dance on it.
We want to buy things.
Ma'am, we were just on an episode of A&E's Hoarders. And they came through and they cleared out our house, and now we're trying to repopulate our hoard.
Yeah,
well,
they
I'm
came
sorry,
here and
I'm
they made
a
us.
Hoarder. I clean everything out.
Well, Beth, do you have anything that you don't need anymore?
No, nope. I got rid of everything that I possibly could get rid of, and all I got left is a wood stove.
What about your husband?
Yeah,
I shot him.
You shot
him? He acted like a fucker like you are.
Hey, don't cuss, you little bitch, okay?
Listen, if you're not a hoarder, why are you selling a bunch of junk?
I'm not selling
she sounds
any
like
junk.
A bunch of junk. She
why are you
like
so
not...
spicy? Why are you so spicy?
Why are you calling me and don't tell me who you are?
I said my name is Dwight, you bitch.
Because we want smelly old men's gym clothes. Yeah.
You were talking about my brother. I want to know how you know my brother.
Because he farts in my mouth.
We know him from the club.
What club?
Yeah, he's the White Swallows bathhouse.
No, you don't know my brother. You don't know me either.
Well, I think...
Hello.
I need to know before. Oh, hi. You scared me. You answered so abruptly.
Yeah.
What do you got? What do you got for sale? What can you sell me?
Sell you.
You got a what? Your phone cut out.
I don't know what I sold you, sir. I don't know what you're saying. I got.
No. What do you got? What do you got that you can sell me?
I got brass lamps. Set in.
You got brass lamps? All right. What type of light bulbs do they take?
Regular bubs. This regular one's got a weird looking bub, and it's old fashioned lamp that turns on at the bottom. It's solid brass. Then I got a TV. I got an RCA tablet with the screen comes off. And there ain't no cord to it. And I can't remember all the stuff. I got some dollar movie.
Where'd you steal it from? Where'd you steal it from?
Oh my goodness. This one, hey. Because
I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back there. I don't want to go back there. You know, you stole it from him. I want to try to avoid him.
I don't know what you're saying, sir. I don't steal nothing.
That's because you didn't get past the fourth grade, and I'm trying to fucking negotiate with you here.
Yeah, I think you're dead wrong. I graduated, and you're
I'm not dead wrong. Tell me how long is your foreskin?
What? What's that mean?
Your foreskin? See right there. I just proved foreskin. You didn't make it past fourth grade. You didn't even get the sex ed.
I'm white. You sound like you're white too.
Yeah.
I'm American.
I ain't right. But you don't know about your right. foreskin and how long it is?
Foreskin. I don't know.
Yeah.
Foreskin. I'm kin at Abraham Lincoln. And see,
No.
You sound like a person.
Oh,
foreskin.
He's saying kin.
He called me before saying, oh, this is stolen. I'm searching your house. Yeah, and you're not showing this number from Brady, sir. Yeah. No, no dumbass. I'm from the city.
Foreskin.
I've been here a long time. I work for very rich people. I tell you one of them, James Avery. Now, look him up, brother.
He said he's
so what, you're his slave?
No, you're his slave. Oh my goodness. Okay.
You work for a rich man and you get paid minimum wage, that makes you slave labor.
Not now. He died a long time ago. That's right.
Talking about Uncle Phil?
Uncle Phil. No, I don't know.
Yeah,
what
he was
you're
Uncle Phil on Fresh Prince of Bel Air. He was a big African American fellow. He was a lawyer. He was Will Smith's
what's
uncle.
What's my name, sir? Mm-hmm.
What's that now? Mm-hmm. Do what now?
What's my name? I said.
Your name is Skull.
I don't think so. Bye.
That was a bad boy. We'd never do that. Now.
Hey, you got a weapon for sale?
Lamas, oh my God.
Big John.
Hey, Big John.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's
yeah, you
up?
Got that thing for sale?
What do you say?
What's for sale?
You got stuff for sale?
Stuff for sale. Like
look,
what?
Yeah, like what?
Yeah, I got money burning a hole in my pocket. I just need to spend it. What do you got?
I'll sell you some dirt. What do you want to buy? I don't know. What do you want to buy?
Did you say you... Hey,
huh?
Does your kid have any, like, good video games I could buy?
Video games?
I'm going to buy some. Yeah.
I don't know. I might... I'm not at home right now.
I mean, you gotta sell him out from under him. Otherwise, he's just going to play games and not do his homework, right? So...
No. Who am I talking to?
No. Oh, this is Bill Loney.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I'll have to check my collection and see, man.
Do you have Battletoads? Do you have the Battletoads game?
I mean, you're welcome.
I don't know for sure. Tomorrow, okay? I just got a bunch of stuff.
Can you ask
up,
your?
Man.
Can you ask your wife if you have Battletoads for sale?
She don't know anything about that. But call
why?
Me,
why
call
don't you include her in?
Check it out.
Why don't you include her in your decision making? I don't understand, sir.
Say, man.
What? Say what?
Oh.
Don't bully me. Don't bully me, or my dad's gonna get on the phone.
Don't do what?
Don't bully me, or my dad is going to get on the phone. He's, like, looking at me. He's like, is that guy bullying you?
Give me that. Listen here, you punk-ass bitch. What are you doing?
Man, y'all got fucked up, man. I don't know who y'all is, man.
You bullying my son, you punk-ass bitch?
Fuck you.
Bitch. Hey, why do you...
Quit calling me.
Hello?
I ain't fucking calling you, stupid.
Well, why is the number on my caller ID then?
What do you call it?
What do I call it?
If you...
Hey, your mama smokes track rocks.
Doing that time, hit you with that old...
Hello? Hello?
Hey, hey, Banana Face. How are you?
What?
How you doing there, Bottlenose?
Nothing, dickhead. What are you doing?
Hey, you want to scrap some metal there, Bottlenose?
Well, bring your ass on over here.
Well, how much metal you want there, Dolphin?
I want a lot. I got all you can take. Say what?
Well, I can take a lot. I got a big hole.
I'll bet you do. Quit talking about your lady like that, man. Damn.
I know my hole's big. I stretch it. I daily stretch it. I put fingers in and I pull
man,
it apart.
Hey. Oh, baby, this is that motherfucker. That's him, Pax.
And then you insert it.
You know what
Hello?
To do.
After you have finished, press the pound key for more options or simply hang up.
Hi, I don't know what to do. Can you give me a call back? I'm trying to figure it out, but I'm really confused. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hello? Bye.
Hello.
Kay.
Ma'am.
Kay.
Hey. You got you want the lick tubs? What are you doing? Cat? Hello?
Kay.
What are you doing? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what was all that about?
I don't know. What do you need?
Hey. You say you wanted the lick tubs?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Yeah.
What do you mean? Well, you want to know what
I just want to know what one is. I want to know what it is and see if I got one, and then we'll do business. Right.
What it is, it's a... if you see at any of these stores, they sell these tubs. They're about 200 pounds what they hold of either mineral and molasses or stuff that cows lick out of.
Mm.
It's a protein tub. Some are mineral tubs, some are protein tubs. And what I'm looking for is the empty ones, the plastic tub that they were in.
Have you considered using the empty ones that your wife throws away, or have you considered that?
Not my wife throws away.
Yeah. Yep. So I have a friend who's been featured on 600 Pound Life. You know that show?
Yeah.
And she uses a lick tub, so I know what they are.
Okay.
And I can get you some.
I think I've got enough. Thank you, though.
What's your problem? Why don't you want to do business? What's wrong with your eating habit?
I don't know. I don't know what your problem is either.
Well, I think the problem is that you're sneaking food. You tell people that you're not eating, but when they're not looking, you sneak the food.
Okay.
I mean, you should have been able to lose 30 pounds in 1 month. Where are you now?
Oh, I'm way up.
You're way up?
Yeah.
Well, if you're not making the changes you need, then you're not going to get the weight loss surgery.
No, I don't think so.
What is your issue? What do you want us to do for it? Are we going to wave a magic wand and you're going to lose the weight?
No, I think I'm all right. You take care and you have a good night.
Wait, you're choosing to overeat and you think it's okay? I have a feeling he's going to call us and say that he reported the number. He sounds
Hello?
Like-
Hi, I'm in the bathroom. What do I do now?
Missy Legend.
Yeah, hi. I'm in the toilet. I need help.
Okay, nice.
She didn't say not to. Hello?
Hey,
hello?
How can I help you? How can I help you?
I'm stuck in the fucking toilet. Help me out.
Beautiful.
Hi, I'm in the bathroom. I'm having trouble.
Uh-huh.
There's no toilet paper.
No toilet paper?
No, and the door, there's a man, he's knocking on the door, he's trying to come in, he's snuck his hand under, and he said, here's some toilet paper. But it was just his fingers. He's trying to put his fingers in my ass.
Look.
Yo, hello?
Hi. How late are you guys open to?
2 a.m.
Okay, I'm not sure what the guy was talking about. He started laughing about something about, like, he said, I want to put my fingers in your ass. That's
not really professional. Yeah, yeah, I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's going on there?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I want him reprimanded.
Okay, that will happen.
Okay, I'll be there in a little while. I'm going to order some food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a big shit in your toilet, okay?
Okay, that's fine. I do it all the time.
Nice. All right, have a good night.
You too.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Hook and Release Champion. How may I help you? Thank you for calling Hook and Release Champion. How may I help you?
Hi, this is where I get the hookers?
No, sir.
Oh, I thought this was the hooker restaurant. You got the bar, you got the hookers, and you got the seafood. Well, I figured that was just code for their tuna.
No, sir.
Ah. Well, how late are you open till?
We stopped seeing you at 10:30.
Alright. Alright then. Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
You too.
Hello, buenas noches. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? What's the music in the background?
Huh?
What's the music in the background?
Today for the DJ.
The DJ?
Yeah.
Really good. Okay. Are there any ladies there? I'm looking for some hookers.
What? I can't
hookers.
Hear you.
I can't hear you. Are you stupid?
I can't hear you. So...
Are you stupid?
No.
I think you are.
Okay.
KJ Whitehorse.
Yeah!
KJ Whitehorse.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how late are you open till?
We're open till 1.
Okay, because I got a big problem here in the toilet.
You do?
I ate some of your food, and I took a big shit.
Well, it was probably your day to take a shit then, huh?
No, I took a shit before.
Oh, okay.
I shouldn't be taking two shit today.
Yeah?
Let me put my brother on. He can talk to you more about my doo-doo, caca, pee-pee, poo-poo habits. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm his proctologist brother.
Okay.
I want to tell you that his day is Wednesdays. That's
well,
the day
that's
he poops.
Good.
The fact that he pooped on a Friday, I think it says something about the food there.
Okay. So what about the food here then?
Oh yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was bad or, yeah, probably bad. That's my professional medical opinion.
Okay. And so what did he eat here?
Shit. I mean, oh boy, what did you eat?
Food.
Hmm.
I had the beef.
Oh, he said he had the special. Yeah.
Well, what was the special?
God, you're so full of questions, and all he's doing is pooping all the time. Let me see. I think it was ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you might want to try a different restaurant than us, then.
Why? I want an answer as to why he pooped on a Friday.
825.
Oh. Hey, look. Holy shit. Hey, look, this isn't Facebook where you only see the best. You know, we don't curate everything.
I'm so sorry.
This isn't Facebook.
What?
Yeah, what I want to tell you is that I want to tell you this isn't Facebook where we only show you the good stuff. Everyone hears the bad ones in with the good ones, right? You feel me? Loke
dog? Homeboy.
Like an old west town.
Washa Club.
Washa Club? Where's John?
Who is John?
He's owner of Masha.
Now, John doesn't own the Washa Club.
Uh-huh. Where is Sakadorian fruit?
What?
He's a ghost. He's a ghost. He haunts the room.
Did you have a question?
What's that mouth do?
Is this the dumb fuck that graffitied all over our town?
Yeah, that's me.
You gonna bring your ass back in?
Hey, we can guess your zodiac sign from your birthday. You're really talented. What's your birthday?
Pretty good.
I can guess your credit score by your social security number.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you Puff Puff Give? Are you okay?
Do your fucking taxes, please. Do your taxes.
I am calling about the campaign to re-elect Joe Biden post mortem.
Made any calls lately?
It's the Pearl, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Yes, I was there earlier, but I broke something.
I'm sorry?
I broke something when I was there. I was in the toilet, and this young man came up to me, and he said, "Oh, you don't belong in here. You belong in the woman's toilet." And I said, "No, I'm transitioning. I'm a man now." And I shattered the toilet.
Yes. What's your name?
My name is Miriam, dear. Miriam Jones of 444 Lancaster Avenue. I'm in the home, you see.
Yes. Is this a prank call?
Hello. I'm 84 years old. And I've made a mess in here.
I'm really sorry. I can hardly understand what you're saying. Can you speak a little bit clearer?
I can't. I'm English.
Where are you?
I'm in the toilet here. And I've made quite a mess in here. Yes.
Sunny Rest Security, how can I help you? Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hi, this is Sunny Rest Security. How can I help you?
Yeah, it's not secure over here. There's someone that got through, and they're in my room. It's not secure.
Okay, what room are you in?
I'm in the room with the person that's not supposed to be here.
Okay, what room are you in?
You're not really good at your job, are you?
Okay, what room are you in?
I'm in the bathroom.
All right, well, you have fun with that.
There's a man.
You make your own anywhere.
didn't you tell him it was your birthday?
Oh, you know, yeah, like, this is my birthday cock. Here's my foreskin. Clothes off.
Public safety. Hello?
I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe.
Where are you?
There's naked people about.
Okay, where are you?
You know where the switches are? The box, the big box with the switches.
Big box with the switches. I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah, there's a buzzing. There's a loud buzzing sound.
A loud buzzing sound. What's your name?
My name is Dwight, and I have a root.
And you have a roof?
Yeah, a root. R-O-O-T, root.
Okay. Are you staying in camp somewhere tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, fuck yeah, yeah.
Where are you staying?
I'm drunk. I'm in the bathroom. Drunk.
Which bathroom are you at? In the community center, the big one?
Yeah, the one with the box. The one with the breaker box?
One with breaker the breaker box.
Yeah, I'm peeing.
Okay. So where are you staying tonight?
I'm a big motherfucker with a tattoo.
Okay, where are you staying tonight? In a tent? In a cabin?
I'm in a tent.
You're in a tent. Where are you staying?
In a tent.
In a tent? Are you staying close to the community center, like close to the pool, or are you staying in the outskirts?
Yeah, by
of
the pool. I pooped in the pool.
Pooped in the pool. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything I can do to help you?
I'm gonna make poop again. I'm gonna make defecation.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do to help you tonight?
There was no toilet paper, so I got into the water and I pulled my cheeks apart and started jumping up and down and made a whooshing motion.
Okay. Well, that's all good. Is there anything else I can do to help
and
you
then,
tonight?
And then it fell out.
So you said you're staying. Is there anything else I can do to help you tonight?
Do you have duct tape?
No, I don't have any duct tape, unfortunately.
Do you have a glue stick?
What would you use that for?
Do you have rubber cement? I want to seal it so I don't pee no more tonight.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Well, if you tell me where you are,
I want to seal it.
I can tell. I can bring some up to you if you tell me where you are.
I don't know where I'm at. I'm drunk. I want to seal it. Because once you break the seal, then you got to go pee all the time, and I don't want to pee no more tonight. I want to seal it.
I don't blame you. I'm in the same spot.
What? You're gay?
No, are you?
No.
It's okay.
Only
if
when
you,
I drink.
It's okay if you are. There's no
I don't
problem.
I don't need you. I don't know. I don't need your affirmations. Like, shut up.
Hey, you called me. I didn't call you.
Yeah, so what? I told you to shut up, so do it.
Okay. Well, you have a good night.
I don't need your labels. I don't need your labels over there.
I wasn't giving you any labels.
You should be wearing a name tag that says, "Hello, my name is Shut Up."
Oh. Did I throw you out before? Is that why you're calling me?
Probably.
Probably. Okay.
Did you touch me inappropriately?
Never.
Ah, well, you're an asshole still then.
Okay. Well, have a good night, and go fuck yourself. See you later.
So here's... Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you
yes.
Do junk removal?
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
Oh, I have the biggest load of stuff that's got to go. It's mostly, you know, old lady equipment, because we got rid of her. We put her in the home.
Okay.
She had a lot of equipment with her. She was a dominatrix in life, and she had all the things.
Yeah.
My grandmother, I didn't know. I had to go through it all, and she was doing some really weird stuff back in the day. I'll tell you what.
Like a hoarding.
Hoarding of you know, dominatrix gear.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so there's chains, there's whips, there's dog collars, there's plates,
Okay.
But it's, you know, it's 2, 3, 4 tons of stuff.
That's fine.
I only kept the good stuff, you know? Yeah, I didn't keep any of the cummy bears or anything like that.
I see.
You don't want any of that.
Yeah, and where are you guys located at?
Oh, we're over here by the Walmarts. Right behind the Walmarts here. Yeah.
Is that a city?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's right, you know, where the McDonald's and the Arby's are. Right there next to the Walmarts.
I'm not getting... Is that a city? Is that a... What city is in it?
Oh, it's you know, the city. We're right
what
here.
Is it?
We're right in, you know, Rio Rico. You know?
I'm sorry, I'm not getting your question. What city you guys are in?
Well, I'm in this city, the one you're in. What?
Weird.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Yes.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, I saw your ad on Craigslist, and I'm interested.
In what?
The cane? The cane.
The wood cane?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have just one, or you have two? How many you have?
Oh, about 35.
Oh, my God. Who'd you steal them from? Was it Grandpa?
No, I had a friend that made them.
Oh, what happened to your friend?
He's still around.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm always worried that people are just selling old, dead people's things, you know?
Oh, no. He just does it as a hobby to keep busy and
That's
just something to keep him going.
Yeah. I bet he likes to put his hands on the hardwood. Rub it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me put my grandma on. She's more interested in this. Oh, what the hell. Grandma, get on the phone. Here, take it.
Yes, hello. Oh, you've got the cage.
Yep.
All right, how much, dear? What is the price?
Huh?
How much?
10.
Ten. Son, he wants 10 for it. You have a tenner.
Now, Grandma, you have to pay for it.
Can I offer anything else for... What? Would you like to see me, Fanny?
Grandma, what the fuck are you talking about?
I want you not to see this, Addy. Hello?
Oh, we're just calling numbers.
Hello?
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 Hey, let me put my brother on the phone. I'm drunk.
Hi. How's it going? Sir? Are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, I was just wondering if it's still for sale. I saw your Craigslist ad.
Excuse me?
Your Craigslist ad. I saw your Craigslist ad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you still have it? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Dude, what the fuck? Put in your hearing aids. What the actual fuck? Turn them up to 11, you jerk. I want to recruit you.
Good evening. What's your emergency? Hello?
What did you say? What did you say?
What's your emergency?
My emergency? Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it's an emergency, but I was just wondering if it's still available.
If what?
I have an issue at the resort.
When?
Like, I don't know, 15 minutes ago? There's a big guy. He's got like a tattoo of some kind of like tree or something on his arm. I mean, he's walking around full on like erection, and he keeps challenging people to a fight. Wait, actually, I see him over there. Hey, I'm on the phone with
where is he
right now?
Hey, you want to fight with this? Look at how odd this is. You want to fight with it?
Dude, put your dick away. Seriously, no one wants to fight with that.
I've got a card right here. It says I can have my dick out whenever I want to. You want to fight about it?
What is that? That's your driver's license.
Where are you?
Yeah. Yeah, listen, I'm going to put it right next to you.
You
want to take a picture of it?
His name's Dwight.
Yeah, read my ID. Read this ID.
We're in front of the bathrooms. Hey, dude, put some pants on and sober up.
No.
Where are you?
I'm going to burn my pants and then I'll never put them back on. I'm going to burn these pants.
One second. The security guy's trying to talk to me. Here, let me put you on the phone with him. Hey, dude, take the phone.
Okay.
Talk to this guy.
Who is this? And what do you want? Hello.
Hello?
There's nobody on this phone.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Hello. Who is it?
Yes.
What do you want?
This is the office. I want you to leave.
Dude, stop beating up.
I want to make a report. This man's watching me masturbate, and he's yelling at me.
Well, if you're masturbating, I want you to leave right now.
No, listen. He's watching me masturbate.
Oh, you listen.
I
don't give a shit. I got a problem with you masturbating.
Yeah, but he's looking at me and I'm not gay. I'm a fisherman.
If you don't, listen, you don't cooperate, I'm calling the cops and they will get you out of here.
No, the cops, no. I don't like cops. Fuck those pigs.
Who's sucking your dick?
I'm gonna. Nobody's sucking. I said, fuck those pigs.
Bro, can I take a picture of it?
Listen, here, hang
no,
on.
No, you cannot take a picture of it. Where are you guys at?
He says to take a picture.
Yeah,
of
dude.
For,
let me take a video at least, because this is actually the biggest penis I've ever seen.
Look at this root. Look at this.
Oh my! Wow, it just goes all the way down.
Where are you at?
You might want to see this. Can you come meet us over by the bathrooms?
Which bathroom?
This thing is kind of curved to one side.
Which bathroom?
This asshole on the phone is jealous of my masturbatorial skills.
Did you get the tattoos done locally?
Yeah.
Can you tell me where you're at?
I'm by the tree.
We're by the bathrooms, dude.
The bathroom tree.
Why do you keep asking us that?
I burned my pants, so you can't force me to put them back on. I burned them. I set my pants
on
fire.
You
won't force me to
put
them back on.
You guys aren't even in camp.
Dude, this penis is luscious. It's all shiny. The head's all red and angry.
Cypress School front gate. Hello? Hello?
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, homeboy?
How can I help you?
What you got going on?
This is the front gate of Cypress Grove. How can I help you?
Yeah, listen, there's a man masturbating over here.
Where?
And he's nude.
And
by
he's
the
good?
Bathrooms?
Cypress Grove front gate.
Why'd you hang up? The man's nude.
Where is he?
Hello. He's by the bathroom. He burned his pants. He took his pants off and set them on fire, and he says this dick will never be concealed again.
That's good.
He's trying to get three other men to form a circle and jerk.
Oh, well, good for him.
No, it's not good. It's
hey,
not good
man,
for anybody.
Can I get in on this?
Well, he says you're going to take your pants off. You got a quarter?
Oh, damn. Is that a circle jerk?
Yeah, you got to put the quarter on the
quarter.
Rail. You got to put the quarter on the rail and call next.
I got two nuts.
Listen, you got to pay to spray.
Oh, hurry up. And all right,
I'll just edge.
Take your pants off. Hurry up.
Hey, listen, these pants don't come off easy. Listen, I had to grease myself to get in these leathers.
Oh, shit.
Who's got the coconut oil?
I just use canola. Yeah!
I melt down Legos, and then I rub myself with it, and I squeeze it in.
It feels really good, jerking my dick.
I'm masturbating right now.
Oh. I like it when you look at me in the eyes when I'm touching myself.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Prairie Van Christina Resort, this is Lila. How may I assist you?
Hi, Lila. My husband and I were wanting to come down, and we had some questions about staying there. Honey, you're on the line too, right?
Excuse me?
My husband and I had some questions about staying there.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, are you busy? You sound busy.
No, hon, I'm listening.
Okay, so my questions are, we're going to be coming down with our son, and it's our first time staying there. Is this an LGBTQIA+ friendly resort?
What's that?
You know, like if we're two men that make love and we're married?
Oh, I don't think it really matters.
Okay.
I don't think it doesn't matter.
Because what we were wanting to do is, I know, right? This is like the third place we've called.
Let me put you on hold. Okay, let me put you on hold. Okay.
We don't do that.
Can you just like answer our questions? I mean, you're not very professional, lady. It sounds like you're a smoker, too. Dirty, dirty smoker.
How many packs a day?
Oh, my goodness.
When was your last health screening? Have you had a mammogram?
Hello.
But he just
River
left
and Resort, there to Brownville. Hello?
Honey, did you want to... sorry, my husband and I had some questions about the staying there.
Okay, what can I help you with?
Hello? Which area is the nudity one?
Okay, I can't understand what you're saying. Yeah. You're breaking up.
You know what is nudism?
Really? This is a business.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's what we're at. That's why we're calling.
Thank you for calling the Best Western Sundowner. This is Angel. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hi. Is this the Best Western Akatiki? Hi.
It's the Best Western?
Which Best Western?
The Best Western Sundowner in Sterling, Colorado.
The Best Western Sun Damage? What?
Sundowner.
Sundowner. Oh.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So, wait, son, I can't hear well. I thought she said Sundowner Syndrome or something. What did she say? Ma'am?
No. So, this is the Best Western Sundowner.
Okay. Let me put on my right glasses here. Best Western Sun Damage.
Sundowner, like the sun goes down at night?
Oh, don't talk to them. I don't know what my son does. Sundowner.
Andromeda Syndrome.
Correct.
Sundowner. Hmm. Okay. So, I want to stay there, obviously. What availability do you have?
Okay, what date are you looking at?
Well, I was looking for tonight.
Okay, tonight we're actually full. So we have no availability.
But which one? I mean, they can't all be the best. Or is there any place nearby you recommend?
We're completely full. I know I was told Holiday Inn Express is also full, so I would try the Comfort Inn.
Oh, but that's dirty. It's dirty, dirty.
Going to be cleaner than the Super 8 or the Ramada.
Oh, yeah. That's very true. The Ramada has roaches. I know that. And I brought a terrarium into the room, and I was catching them. And I brought them to the front desk, and they accused me of bringing roaches to the hotel. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
So,
yeah, so that's
I could come tomorrow.
Try Comfort Inn then.
Let me see. What's a Comfort Inn? Comfort Inn. Comfort Inn. All right. Where is it?
Do you know where Super 8 is?
Uh-huh.
They're right next door to Spray.
On. Spray?
Super 8?
Uh-huh.
They're next door. So they are on the east side of I-76, whereas we're on the west. So just on the other side of the interstate.
Oh, I see. So here's the thing. You guys are right by the Trail Museum, the Overland Trail Museum, that thing?
Uh-huh. We are.
Trail. And so I souped up my Prius, actually, to do some overlanding. And I was planning to take it off-road. Do you think the locals will laugh at me? How are the people there? Are they very judgmental?
I don't think so. I mean, there's not a whole lot of places to go off-roading, though. I mean, there's country roads and stuff, but...
No. It says it's the Overland Trail. What is it over?
Oh, the Overland Trail is just... It was the name of the trail that used to go through here. So it's a historical museum.
I see. So it's like the thing in town to look at on your way through. I thought it was like somewhere I could take my Prius off some sick jumps and get the tires all dirty, maybe have the battery fall out of the back.
Nope, definitely not.
Yeah, but I'm looking at it now.
Sorry,
it looks very flat.
Yes, we are out in the plains.
Yeah, it looks very, very flat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I need some excitement in my life. I need things to go up and down, up and down.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I do have other work I need to go do. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Oh. But the hotel's all full. You don't need to do anything. The people are already tucked away in their rooms, and if they bother you, just tell them to shut up.
Yeah. Well, but not everyone is checked in, and there's, like, laundry and stuff to be folded, too.
Oh, you know, you should put the tenants to work.
And everything.
I mean, what a bunch of freeloaders. They check in, they don't do anything, they just expect you to do everything. I mean, wouldn't make your own damn bed, clean your own damn toilet and shower, you know? Like they think they're on vacation or something.
Crazy.
It is. Well, you have a great night, and... Have a good time with your lazy ass guests that can't do anything for themselves.
Okay, thank you.
Good night, Sizzle Chest.
Would you like in the middle of it? What would be an appropriate?
It's a garden. Tony, how can I help you?
What would be an appropriate gift?
Hi, our wife's in the bathroom. She's having a horrible miscarriage. What sort of gift do you think would help?
Do what?
Yeah, my wife's in the bathroom. She's having a horrible miscarriage. What do you think I could buy for her to make things better?
Whatever.
What do you mean?
Store, Toy Store.
God, that's strong. Woolworths. How about Walrus?
Is the new stay at the Courtyard Marriott in Omaha Bellevue? Is it okay if I put you on a brief hold?
No.
Fucking no. Oh, and she didn't anyway.
She didn't listen.
Thank you for calling the Walrus. This is Joey speaking. How can I help you? Hello?
Do you have a hand? Do you have a hand?
A hand?
Yeah, a hand.
I do.
I'm in the bathroom and I can't get my zipper undone. I need help.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
You sound like a ripe old homosexual.
There we go. There you guys go.
Thank you for calling the Kimpton Cottonwood. This is Sarah. Can I help you?
Hi, Sarah. Oh, go ahead, honey.
No. Can you? We have. Never mind. I don't want to go to hell. You go.
I'm sorry?
Hi. Sorry about that. Sorry, my son picked up the phone. My wife and son and I are here, and I don't know if you saw us earlier. Were you the one that was working the front desk? Like,
I was one of the people. There was, yeah.
Did you see my wife? She was like 8 months pregnant.
Did you guys check out early?
No. We checked in. It might have been before you were there. Fine. Anyway, I've been on the phone with her doctor. She's in the middle of, and let me preface this by saying it's not like an emergency or anything like that, but she's in the middle of having a miscarriage.
Oh,
and,
I'm so sorry.
You know, it's God's will, honestly, but do you guys do room service?
No, we don't. Did you need
something?
Is there
a restaurant on premises or anything?
We don't have any food.
Wondering
what... We don't have any food available at this time.
I see. I wanted to have something maybe sent up for her. She's in the bathroom, and I guess it takes a long time for this to, like, fully, like, for all the pieces to come out. So, we didn't get dinner before we came into the hotel, and like I said, she was 8 months pregnant. So I just wanted to get her, like, something to eat or drink, maybe. She's probably going to be in there a while, and she won't be able to.
I would say DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, any of those will deliver to your room if you give them the room number.
Can you recommend a good...
DoorDash,
okay,
Uber Eats, Grubhub, yeah, any of those.
No.
Is this really what you do on a Friday? Is this really what you do on a Friday night?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is
that's
the first
hilarious.
Miscarriage that she's had.
Front desk. Hello?
It's happening. Hi, it's happening.
Hello?
Hi, it's happening.
Who is this?
Hello? Hey, my name is Dwight. How are you, stupid?
Huh.
Damn it.
Front desk.
You hung up? Why?
Quit calling
it's
here.
It's happening.
Stop calling. No.
No, it's happening. No, it's happening now.
It's happening.
My
way. Thanks for calling the front desk.
Hi, front desk. There's a man outside my window here, and he's making lewd remarks about me, and he has his trousers down.
Cool. What room are you in?
I'm in this room. I'm in the bathroom. My wife, she's outside. She's sucking him.
Okay. So you're in the room?
Well, yeah, but she's outside. What are the rules about the sucking? I'm watching. I'm watching her suck.
Don't know. If it's somebody who's bothering you, you can call the 911 and have a cop come
no,
by.
No. She's sucking him. She's
okay.
Making him cool down.
Cool down.
Yeah.
Bear Lodge Motel.
Hi. I'm up in my room.
Hi, how can I help you?
I'm looking for some sucking straws.
I don't know if we have any of those, but I do know we have a couple of stirring straws that might be able to work.
Well, I'm not sure. Are they the small, like the coffee ones? Are those the coffee ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're too small. I need something that I can suck.
Let me see if I can find anything. I don't think we have any actual straws here, but I can double check for you.
Yeah, I just need a good sucking straw, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't think we have any. I'm not seeing them in our storage room.
Okay, you don't think you have any available?
I don't think so, no, unfortunately.
Okay, because I just, I gotta put my mouth on it.
What was that to do? Apologize, you cut out.
I gotta put my mouth on it.
On what?
It.
I'm not following, sir.
You know a sucking straw?
Like a regular straw you drink from?
No, like a sucking straw. It's kind of like a regular straw, but it's for sucking.
Oh, I don't think we have any, no.
No?
Damn. Mm-mm.
Okay, but so how am I supposed to suck it?
I do not know.
But I put my lips on it.
Yeah.
So how do I do?
I wouldn't know, sir. You'd have to ask somebody else.
Well, I'm just saying, well, how do you suck it?
I personally
don't. It's not going to suck. It's not going to suck itself.
I couldn't tell you, sir.
Okay, but I got to make it go. Listen, the juices are not just going to come out of the box itself.
I understand that, sir, but I unfortunately cannot help you with this situation unless you are wanting, like, a stirring straw. We don't have anything.
But I've never used a stirring straw before in my life, so I don't know how to work a stirring straw, but I know how to suck a straw.
I unfortunately don't know how to help you, sir. I do apologize.
Okay, but how do I get the juice out? It's loose.
I do not know, sir.
Okay. But how do you suck it?
I personally, sir, I could not tell you. I do apologize.
Suck it, 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 suck it.
The motel.
Hi. Do you have any straws down there? Let me put my brother on. He's looking for something to suck.
It's not copyright. I do it all the time. Never get a problem. Hello, ma'am. We're actually we're actually producers from Hollywood. We're here for the weekend. We've run out of space to write our ideas for television shows on the walls. We need another room so we can write on the walls.
Hello?
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 Hello? Who the fuck is this?
Hello.
Who are you trying to reach?
I'm trying to reach the front desk. Who the fuck is this?
You're talking to one of the owners.
Are you the owner? Of what? A kitchen? A spatula?
Yeah.
Who are you? What do you want? What do you want? Is this... Who is this? You need a new phone. What's the matter? You low on the funds? So I'm low on fun juice.
Hello?
Hi, you hung up. What your problem is?
What are you trying to call about?
I'm trying to reach the incompetence at the front. What happened?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, do you know anything? What do you know? How do you do?
How can I help you?
At this point, I'm not sure that you can.
Okay.
You seem really confused about the device that you're on. You know you're on a telephone, correct?
What are you calling about? How can I help you?
I'm calling about the issue in here. Me and my friend, we're in here. We're big shots from Hollywood, as you can tell by my tone. And we're having a real hard problem with the writer's strike right now. And we've run out of room to write our brilliant ideas for shows on these goddamn walls. So I need an additional room.
Thank you for calling Mustang Motel. This is Mike. May I help you?
Hey, how you doing there, Ben Chode? I got a problem with the room.
What's the room number?
It's 215. I checked in under Mike the Ben Chode.
Oh, who's this?
This is Sanjay.
Sanjay?
Yeah, I used promo code TerryMakichut when I checked in.
I'm sorry, I don't understand you, please.
You don't understand? What's not to understand?
Yeah. Who's this?
I'm in room 215, Marachod.
215, I don't have a room.
Yeah, 215, Marachod. Do you not understand, you stupid little monkey? Stupid little monkey man?
Sorry, I don't... What's your name, sir, please?
My name is Dwight the Maracho.
Okay. All right, sir.
Okay, asshole. All right, asshole.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay,
good
fuck
night.
Face. All right, asshole. You understand, asshole? You wanna come? Hey, am I on speakerphone right now?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Oh, okay. I was just checking. I'm having a problem with my room.
Which room?
I'm in 215. Are you aware of this room?
I don't have 215.
Uh-huh, I'm in my room, and I'm having an issue. There's people really loud in the room next door, and I'm trying to figure out what to do. How do I do? Hello? How do I do? What do I do?
Carter and the Skinny.
And that's why I pulled down these little panties, and I said, take them socks off, and I made him bite the pillow.
Hello?
That's what he said.
fuck me, fuck me. Mmm. And then I pulled his toes apart and I painted them Corvid red. Mmm.
Hello.
Hi. Can you turn the internet speed up? I'm trying to stream pornography in my room.
Sorry?
I need the internet faster.
We have, that's all the speed we have. It's not.
But I'm streaming high definition dog fighting. And yeah, I gotta be able to see the dogs in high definition. I want to see their hairs. Hey, you there?
Yeah, hold on. Let me send the RPD.
Let me. Can send you the send your sister? You send your sister, you marachod. Hello.
Oh, just died. Can't brush in.
Hi. We have kitchen toes. We have kitchen toes. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi! Can you hear me? Stupid kitchen toes. Oh, good. We're having trouble in the kitchen with the toes. They're all burned and coiled.
Ask this woman if she's got sandwich hands.
Do you have sandwich hands? We need some help in here.
She's got provolone fingers, too.
Here, let me put my brother on. He knows more about sandwich making and delicacies.
Hey, I need you to open your mustard ears and get your provolone fingers ready and place the sandwich hands on the desk and get into the home row of the typing keyboard. Home row, get your fingers on home row.
How can I help you?
Hi, how you doing there, BLTS?
How can I help you?
I'm trying to figure out where I can find the male flaps here.
The male flaps?
Male flaps, yeah.
Oh, I am not too sure.
I think you have your cell phone too close to the speakers.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, it's 100% better now.
Okay. How can I help you today?
Where do I find the male flaps?
The male flaps?
Yeah, male flaps.
I am not
does that,
too
does
sure.
That person, does that person know where I find the male flaps in here?
Just one second.
Okay, all right. Any male flap? Ma'am, are you in the Ukraine, possibly next to a large machine gun, taking enemy fire? What's going on here?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
All right. Male flaps. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Good. I need to get. I need to buy another room from you. I'm done with this one.
Oh, we don't have room tonight.
No, I'm in one right now. I want to trade to a different room. I finished taking all the pipes out of this room.
Oh, what is your room number?
I'm in 215. I opened the walls. Yeah, I opened the walls. I took my wrench out. I went lefty-loosey instead of righty-tighty, and I took the copper pipes out of the walls. And I'm ready to go to another room and take the copper out of that wall, too.
No, we don't have a 215. This is a guest ranch motel.
Yeah, 115.
No, we don't have a 115.
I'm number 10.
Number 10?
You know number 10? You number 10?
No.
I'm taking care of the... I'm taking all the pipes out of the wall right now.
Oh, I think you have a wrong number. This is Guest Lunch Motel.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Look. Oh, no. The fire alarm's going off. What'd I do? What happened? What'd I do? Oh, I fucked that pussy so good it made it smoke and then the fire detector went off. Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Can I get a number 23?
Hello?
Hi, number 23, please. 1 Egg Foo Young.
I'm sorry?
Number 23, Egg Foo Young.
Oh, no.
And then a number 82, General Tso's Chicken, a brown rice, extra heat, egg roll on the side.
Oh. I said
this
the Shitty Walk? This is the Guest Lunch Motel.
No. Is this the Shitty Walk?
No.
No what? No Shitty Walk?
No, sir. No.
Okay. All right. That's fine. One order Crab Ragoon.
No, you have a wrong number.
No. No. Well, okay, what number is the, which number is the teriyaki chicken?
Oh, no, this is a Guest Lunch Motel.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I'll come to the hotel to get it. Let's see here. Do you have hot and spicy pork with peanuts?
Oh, no,
garlic
no.
sauce.
Sorry, you have a wrong number.
If I come in... Laptop.
Hello? Please leave a message after...
Hello? Hello? Wake up. It's time to wake up. I'm trying to get in touch with you. There's a security issue on the premises. We got fireworks going off. In the rooms. We got a problem. Give me a call back.
What do we have coming up? Because I see a bunch of
Hilton
fireworks.
Hilton Motel, it's Preston speaking.
Hi.
Hello?
If you have any... Hi. I have a room here. If any guests come to the front, or no, they're not guests, but anybody comes to the front and asks you about the fireworks, can you tell them to send them to stand in number 215?
To stand in 215?
Yeah, I have a... What do you call it? But you know, a pop-up store.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I have a pop-up store in room 215 that I rented.
Gotcha. Okay.
So just send them up, because I got to get rid of all this. I went really, really heavily into credit card debt to purchase all of this. I went to Indiana, where they have, just fucking excellent prices. But then I found out... that I had to pay an export fee, so when I crossed state lines, I had to claim them, and so the fees went up. So I'm trying to, instead of getting a tent and renting a space in a front of a parking lot or a store, I just rented your guys' shit for a couple of days, and so I'm in here. I'm trying to make this go, man. Like, listen, Christmas is coming soon. Christmas in July is what I'm calling this shit.
All right, fair enough.
Well, I'm hitting gold is I went on to the liberal Facebook groups and I'm holding a special on gender reveal fireworks. I got a choose your own shrapnel color. Either I'm gonna have to sell these fireworks or I'm gonna have to suck a lone shark stick.
Whatever you gotta do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we got purple, they're both red and blue, because the kid, the kid hasn't decided yet.
That's smart, man. I think you could probably market that.
I got a firework big enough that if you ended up with a daughter when you wanted a son, you could send her into space and explode her.
You got to get a website, dude.
I do. It's immoralhole.com.
All right, I gotta go, but I'll see what I can do.
All right, I appreciate you.
Hello.
How are you?
Can you speak a little louder, please?
I am speaking a little bit louder. What's going on?
Who's calling?
Who are you?
Let me press the button.
Press what button?
Just a minute now. Huh?
Hello?
All right. I can hear you a little better.
Hello?
All right. Now, who are you?
Who are you?
Are you...
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Where are you calling from?
Where are you calling from?
Did you come all the way?
Do you need an ambulance?
Are you in trouble?
Are you in trouble? What's your name?
Are you in trouble?
Are you in trouble?
Huh?
You're the one that called me.
Yeah, you're all right.
Yeah, are you okay?
I hope you're all right.
Yeah. You're the one that called me. What do you need?
Yeah, well...
Well, what?
Yeah, this...
Who's this?
This is Saturday, isn't it?
It is Saturday, correct.
Oh.
It was this Friday yesterday.
Hey, I just got a...
Where are you from?
I got a brainstorm.
Oh, you do, huh?
It's Saturday.
Golf balls?
It's not Sunday.
No. Are you selling golf balls?
Yeah.
What kind?
No, it's not Sunday.
Are you selling golf balls?
So we're not in trouble.
No.
Everything's all right?
Sounds like you're on heroin.
Yeah, because here I was rushing. Well, I